Listen up. You are now listening to News with My Fiance with DJ Ambush and Morgan Jones.
Great morning. Great morning. Welcome back to this Thursday's edition of News of My Fiance. Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush. Booyah. How you like me now?
Very much. All right.
Thanks, Mom.
That's not what you wanted to hear.
We like you very much.
We like son. You very much.
You've done a very good job today.
Yeah. Right. Good morning, fiancés.
Morning, y'all.
How we doing? Whew. I am, no one asked, but I have had a very rough week and a very hard couple of days. And just want to take a quick moment to say to a friend who might be listening, I love you, James Robbins. I hope you are okay. And I hope I can see you soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, things that there's a lot going on right now.
A lot going on.
If my aunt is listening, I love you, Mother Pat. Thank you for taking care of such a hard day yesterday.
Yeah.
I am excited, though, to laugh a lot today. Because there hasn't been, I've either been laughing or crying. That's it.
Yeah.
So I should take this moment to shout you out, DJ Ambush, for your incredible ability to distract me in moments of sadness.
Some people are the detractors. Other people are distractors. I'm the latter.
It really was like either my face is leaking and there's just the water coming out, or I was laughing, and sometimes my face was leaking because I was laughing.
Yeah.
And that was really great. So thank you, babes, for all of that.
You're welcome. Absolutely. Man, I always have recently, because we just started, recently I've been having that urge to talk to our Thursday crowd about our Monday nights. These things are getting more and more hilarious. And just like the process is getting, you know, smoother and smoother. And I guess it's kind of tough talking about what happened on Monday with the expectation that Thursday listeners may already know. Because we talked about it on Monday.
Right.
You guys remember last time we were talking together. Oh, wait, you might not have been there. So, yeah. You know, but yeah, Mondays are... We're getting the clips up quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Happy about that. Quicker clips. We're now on the TikToks.
We are on the TikToks.
Some activities over there. Our links are updated on our Instagram. Got a little link tree up there.
Look at you. This is all Ambush, by the way. Just making sure certain things make sense.
Man, they give you so many limitations with that Instagram. But yeah, man, it's been going awesome. So if anyone, you know, if you were interested in more of these antics, there's a Monday night situation on YouTube. That's right, us live from 6:30 to 8:30 every Monday night. You're getting the fiancés twice a week now.
Woo!
Double
yeah.
dose.
Woo! Woo! Yeah.
a double dose. Oh my gosh. But in some other great news.
It is going to get a lot better
in
a way that I have not been able to produce that show the way I want to produce that show.
True.
And
it's getting there.
Yeah. And the moment that I am able to do the parts that I want to do, and then y'all make the things happen.
Yeah.
That's going to be quite the show.
Tweet it a week. It's going to be so good. So much good stuff. So much good stuff.
Getting segments and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, man. Segments. Friggin' jingles for the segments.
Yeah.
All of that. It's going to be good. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. But speaking of out some. I did a little snooping.
Oh.
Wasn't really snooping. I clicked on the homepage of X-Ray and took a look at where we were with the fundraising for acquiring 107.1. And I'm very happy to tell you all of your great work paid off. All you listeners that were going around, running your mouth to all your friends and telling them they got to pitch in and how important it is that we own 107.1. It worked, guys.
Bum, 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 bum.
That is so dope. Wow.
Huge.
Huge.
Huge. Humongous shout out to the X-Ray team, you know, the staffers.
Man. Come on, man.
Who make this station run, obviously, but yeah. Also keeping the bigger picture. It is hard when a staff is small. It's hard when you are trying to like wrangle, you know, volunteers. It's really hard to keep your eye on the big picture and be able to actually execute so many of the things that they are able to execute.
Facts.
So just a big shout out to the team. And then obviously all of y'all. All y'all.
All of y'all.
I was just about to say, I don't know that we're on air because we've not gotten a text message yet, but then, you know, one can.
Bam.
Oh, whoa.
Two. Right at you.
Something's long.
Bam. Bam.
Ambush. Do you know who this is?
No.
Okay. Ambush. I bet you didn't know that the guy with the neon orange hat in front of you in line at Office Depot last night.
What?
Was a legit fiance. Oh my God. I'm about to lose my mind.
Get the crap.
I wanted to say something, but I couldn't think of anything slick to say in that awkward ass tour. I was also distracted by the lady that seemingly cut in front of me, if you saw that. Anyway, you got fans out here. Good morning.
Sir, she just came up with the boxes and her and her cart was already in line, right? So I was like, okay, maybe this is like a transaction that started before we got in line. I don't know. I don't know what happened. But yeah, she moved with the sense of like, I work here and they're going to ring me up before any of you guys.
I got to get my discount before the store closes.
Very odd. What okay. do you mean?
Oh, that's amazing.
Come on, man. That was insane. That's awesome.
That also, is so I dope. Love me a good neon orange hat. So was this a dad hat? Was this a beanie?
I think it was a beanie. Oh, man. Get out.
Very nice. Oh,
that was awesome.
Yeah, we had to send Ambush to the store last night.
Yeah. Composition notebooks.
Got to get the composition notebooks.
Yeah. Tempo needs some composition notebooks. And MJ was like, wait a minute. They're on sale at Office Depot.
They're no money at Office yeah. Depot right
we,
now.
We can't do the price. Cause,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, but, I can't say much of it. Yeah. Sorry, I'll be quiet.
But yeah. No, no. It's great. It's great. Because I almost did it. But just know, you know, there's a great... There was a there discount. It's a discount.
It was
price.
A hurry up and go. For not just the urgency of she needed it the next day. Which is, you know, as... I am recognizing myself in a lot of Tempo as a student, as a high school student. There's a lot that isn't the same, but there is a lot that is. And one of those things is I would tell my parents immediately that I needed a thing, and then I would immediately forget about it until I needed the thing that day, you know? And I'd be like, oh no. What am I going to do?
Why don't I have the thing?
There are no fixes here, you know? Dad, you can't go to work. You have to help me.
And it wasn't until decades later, for myself anyways,
mm-hmm.
that whole, oh no, sense of urgency. Because you know what that does? It makes you a finisher. It makes you a... champion level procrastinator, because then it's like, oh, what are we talking about? Fourth quarter? All I do is fourth quarter action. I cannot be seen.
Yeah.
Look at my track record. And
this is what happens.
That carries into, you know, just the way you move in general. And I was like, wow, okay, I got this great idea for this event. We got 2 weeks. We can make this work. Pause. Because what you're talking about making work involves other community partners.
Right.
And other employees and people that already have something planned for the next 2 weeks.
Right.
As amazing as this idea is, Ambush, you cannot make your emergency someone else's emergency.
Talk to them.
And then be upset with them, but like, didn't you know this was an emergency?
Right.
Don't manufacture emergencies, bro.
Don't create them.
Don't create them. Don't. They came back. Yo, she did. Totally just walked up. Oh, it was a running hat. Just the confidence in which she moved. I still
can't get over that.
It was just like, doo-doo-doo-doo.
Even when someone tells me, you know how like you can be in line and something happens and they're like, just come back up to the front.
Yeah. That's what it looked like.
Even when I'm told that, I'm like, oh, excuse me. Hello.
Sorry, guys.
This person
told me I could come up.
She told me to come up. Like, I don't have any confidence of just like walking right up there. Like, they told me to come up here. Thank you. Excuse me.
Well,
like,
not this lady.
Yeah. Well,
and it'll be hilarious if she's listening right now. It's like, yeah, I just totally walked past you guys. I too am a fiance. I just walked past you guys.
I don't know. You know? Yeah, that's wild.
Oh my goodness. That's hilarious. Jura says, yay, congrats.
Yeah. Woo! I'm telling you, that is such a big deal.
Yeah.
Signal acquired.
Yeah. Dunsky.
Checked off the list. I don't know what that means, you know, going forward.
It means we're buying another signal.
Oh, okay.
And another one.
Oh.
X-ray conglomerate.
Ambush.
I talked to Chase about it.
I think if I talk to Chase, he would not say that.
Well, why would you talk to Chase? I've already talked to Chase about it.
Oh!
I mean,
okay.
It sounds like you don't believe me and now want to have your own conversation. You knew that my fiance has spoken with Chase. So.
Oh, you are news with my fiance.
I'm saying a representative of our.
Oh!
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, has already had this conversation. It would seem repetitive to have it again.
Certainly do not want to waste any of Chase's time. He does not have any extra.
No, he does not. No. Because conglomerations are happening.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. You act up out there, we'll come by your signal too. Huh?
Okay. Nope. It's been a while, so I just wanted to say good morning, Crystal. I don't know where you are. I hope you're still here. I do miss you. And Michelle, my love.
Shelly, show.
Are you here? Brooke?
Yeah, we got a whole cast.
You there? I just wanted to say hi.
Yeah.
I've missed a lot this week.
Got to shout out John and his work husband. Bam, done.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to know the name of our legit fiance that was in the store.
Yeah.
But
Hit us back with at least a name you'd like to be referred to by so I can tag your texts as they come in. It's very helpful to us.
Call you whatever you want us to call you.
And.
Except for cuss words on the radio.
Right. In the future, if anyone sees me in person, feel free to create an awkward interaction. It's hilarious. Not too awkward that embarrasses both of us. However, I don't know.
Ambush does like embarrassment. Like that's a thing that you're down for. And I'm like, I don't know.
If you like fall into a fruit stand and there's grapefruit all over the place, and I'm like, oh, okay, let me help you with these. And then you look up and you're like, I'm a fiance. I'm like, wow, that was so good. That was so good. I lose my crap. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Such a mess. So I was going to say, I'm sure so much has happened this week.
Right.
One thing that happened this week was Kendrick Lamar announced that he was going to be doing the Super Bowl. And so that has been a thing that's in every part of my world.
Right.
More than the debate. But, you know, I think we've seen many of those debates before.
Yeah.
No, nothing. No. Nope, this one was a bit different. It was a bit different. Anyway.
Did you see a text from Brooke?
I didn't. Oh, fiancés, Morgan, so much love to you. Our coven is here for you. See, I love you so much. And I love the energy of our Office Depot fiancé. Yes.
Yes.
So great. So great. So, yeah, I don't have a whole lot of, like, little fun things to talk about up top because...
Well, I thought you were going to stick with the Kendrick thing for a little while.
Well, we talked about it on Monday, so I don't want to do too much, you know?
Something has happened since then.
So, there is a podcast called Dissect that right. I have not listened to yet, but mm-hmm. saw a clip of what this podcast does. And right. it's a breakdown of what yeah. has happened in a certain...
In the song.
Whatever they've great. Picked, yeah. you know?
It's great. It's great. They do and albums too.
Kendrick's symbolism has been a large portion of the beef, as it were. And even in a commercial saying, I'm going to do the Super Bowl, had many a reference to the beef. And I just, again, I'm going to continue to say this. I am so here for every part of Kendrick's petty Gemini energy. All of it. All of it. I'm here.
Period.
It's me. I would do these exact same things. If you were wondering, how petty is Morgan? As petty as Kendrick Lamar?
I feel like you said you do the exact same things, but I feel like you'd be a little bit more aggressive.
In the, that's not where I thought you were going.
In the way that you wouldn't have let... I don't. There were moments when we felt like Kendrick was letting his foot off the gas that I don't think... Because I don't think you would have done that. You'd have been like, and another one.
Yeah, no, I'd have been trying to... I'm not walking you down. I'm running you down. Yeah. Okay, I'm good. Thank you.
And then finish with the Sparta kick. That's how you're going
to
do it.
Someone's got to.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really excited. This is a text. Congratulations on the Signal acquisition.
Malcolm. Oh, sorry. I didn't see the tag at the end. He said, this is a text. I was like, I'll take this.
I bought myself one of those fancy vintage X-ray shirts. Nice. I rely on the streams heavily via the app. My dream is that I can tune in via terrestrial radio in outer Northeast. Good morning, and I miss y'all. Malcolm. Good morning, Malcolm. Good morning, Malcolm. We miss you so much.
For real.
Hope you're doing well. Oh, I thought that was my phone number. What's going on here? This one says, but they're eating dogs. They're eating cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. But I saw it on TV. John. Those are my notes. How did you get my notes from the debate? Are you in this doc? That is really, I mean, do we talk about anything else? I don't know that there's anything else to talk about
I saw it on TV.
Outside of, imagine getting fact checked live and the person says, yeah, so the police and the city supervisor said none of that is happening. And your response is, but I saw it on TV. A person who has done television and movies. Like, this is not... Donald Trump has lived in an alternate reality most of his life.
For sure.
You know?
For sure.
Like, you know that the things on TV aren't always... You did a whole reality, the biggest air quotes, reality show. You were... Even if you didn't go to the production meetings, even if you just showed up whenever you guys, you know, recorded
whatever
that show.
Yeah, whenever you had the tape.
Like, even if that's the case, you know that there was a storyline. You know what I mean? Like, right. It wasn't, oh, this is just a competition show that is a straight up competition. Like, that's just not how any of those work. So this person who has been a part of Illusions his entire life is like, I saw it on television.
So, on and off camera.
So I don't know what you're even... I would take the word of the person on television over the person saying that it's not happening.
Right. The city manager was like, not a thing.
This is not happening. Much like the police in Aurora, Colorado, where they're like, there might be gangs. I'm not saying there aren't gangs.
They may or may not be from Venezuela, but
this is not a Venezuelan gang takeover. What that was is a slumlord.
Period.
And absolutely incredible that we could be, you know, having our eye on the victims of capitalism.
Right.
Got nothing to say about that landlord creating terrible living conditions. But there was a woman who, in that situation, said that, you know, the Venezuelan gangs were taking over and she was terrified and
had to get moved out.
And, you know, again, people live in alternate realities. Yeah. There's different stuff happening. I can't get it together. The alternate realities. There's just really nothing else to say to that or you know, add to it.
Unbelievable takes.
Pretty wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we are definitely going to talk about
the debate.
That debate. And do y'all think the debates sway anybody? I'm interested to see how you feel about that.
Yeah.
Let us know while we're on the music break or something. Text it.
I would be interested because, you know, CNN quite often does those little, I don't want to call them town halls, but little.
A little forum where it's like.
Yeah, it's like.
The swing voters are undecided.
Yeah. And I would be curious to know how that did affect some of their.
Yeah. I mean, I have theories about debate, period, that, you know, I think there is. It serves a purpose, but it doesn't serve the purpose that it wants to.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Ooh, we got a text that says, pop quiz. You are convinced that your neighbor stole your dog and ate him. What is your first course of action? A, call the police. B, call your U.S. senator. C, ask your neighbor for his recipe for dog.
Bob. So, I noticed that you've taken my dog. Quick question. Are you doing a two-day brine or what are we
doing? Oh, okay. That does remind me. shout out to Kyle real quick, who tagged me in something on Twitter and I couldn't see it because I have blocked Laura Loomer, apparently.
Oh, wow.
Good for me, by the way.
Yeah.
Put a pat on her back.
Yeah.
Because I think it was just on Monday that I was. No, I saw it.
Okay.
I had just seen it from someone's screenshot previously.
I'd never heard of this person until yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you have. You just didn't know her name.
Oh, okay.
There's no way you've not. Nah, Laura Loomer has been doing.
She is nasty.
The most, the worst, the all the things, like, for a minute now.
It's a nasty, nasty one, man.
But I don't know if you saw the follow-up. And the follow-up is that, okay, so first of all, Laura Loomer.
The Looms. Talking head?
No, she's a representative for Florida. Like she was the Republican nominee to represent Florida's 21st congressional district in 2020.
I went to her Twitter and her bio and everything looked like she's a podcaster and
pretty much now. I mean, but she was
crazy. I would have never thought that.
Okay. There is a documentary about Steve Bannon on one of the streaming services. I'll have to figure out. I think it's Hulu, but I don't remember the name of it right now. There's a moment where he's meeting with a lot of people. And I think that he meets with Laura. He meets with another woman who looks very similar.
Okay.
And it's like they are ready to do every piece of the fascism. Like,
wow.
Put me in the game, coach. So she's a, you know, internet personality at this point, I think is what we would probably call her, but she's a far right internet personality. She is not, there is no moderate. There is no, I'm just a, it's, it's a MAGA.
And she thinks she's hilarious. She thinks she's a right wing Sarah Silverman.
That on its own was hilarious. Is Sarah Silverman funny like that?
She was. She was hilarious. She was hilarious. Like it's like, wasn't Tom Green hilarious? Like, you grow through your phases of comedy.
Tom Green was never funny.
Tom Green.
Not ever
King
once.
King of the Hill, man. King of the Hill. All right.
Okay. Well, so Laura Loomer, I mean, she is a racist person.
Yeah.
There is no question about that.
Unabashedly.
Yeah, her original tweet, I don't actually have it. I'm trying to find a screenshot of it. She said something to the effect of,
if Kamala wins, the White House will smell like curry, curry and greens, and that there won't be any press conferences. You'll have to call into a call center.
Indeed.
And speak to someone who doesn't know English.
Who doesn't speak English.
Yeah.
And then Marjorie Taylor Greene was like, this is racist and does not represent President Trump. And so you better cut that out, you know?
And then Laura was like, I know you're not talking.
And I'm going to read to you what Laura said. Once again, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is extremely jealous and vindictive over the fact that she wasn't successful in turning Donald Trump against me, is now behaving like a leftist and accusing me of being racist. The racist is in quotes. Kamala Harris is on video calling herself Indian and saying she cooks, I don't know why the word cooks is capitalized, cooks with curry. She also refuses to speak to the media, so there is a strong likelihood that she would set up a call center to avoid speaking to the press and being honest with the American people. Now, I just want to stop for a second and say, what?
Girl, please.
What?
Girl, please.
She refuses to speak to the media, so there's a strong likelihood that she would set up a call center. Is that what happens when people don't speak to the media? Yeah. They set up call centers?
There have been presidential call centers in the past. Let me tell you the many presidents that have never done what you're talking about.
I mean, is she talking about a phone bank?
Right.
Because, baby, she said, hey, MTG, speaking of racism, one of your former staffers told me you have a favorite word that starts with N. Oh, what if that staffer has a video? Mm. It's ironic. Oh, it's rather ironic that MTG wants to call me a racist when MTG is a full-blown anti-Semite who believes that Jewish people use space lasers to control the world.
That was it. I was like, okay, what is one to do with that?
Oh, the Jewish space lasers?
Because we all remember that.
Yeah.
Like, that video surfaced in March. Maybe shush it down.
Along with being an anti-Semite, MTG is also a poor excuse for a Christian. Her marriage failed because she couldn't keep her legs closed. Can I say that on the internet? On the radio?
You're quoting. You're not saying
that. Did I hit a dump button or something?
Yeah.
While she was a new member of Congress and was too busy having fun, is what I'll say, with some guy from her CrossFit, she is not representative of the GOP or what it means to be America first. Nobody talks about her anymore because she's annoying and irrelevant and a sellout. I'm sorry.
I bet you ain't know that, Mark.
Bet you ain't know that.
Bet you know you was a sellout.
Hey, MTG, how come you weren't at the debate? Guess you gave up on Trump when he gave up on your boyfriend at Speaker McCarthy. Don't talk about representing Donald Trump when you paid for the Yay campaign. Wait.
Yeah.
For the Yay 2024 domain and used your campaign funds to orchestrate the dinner between Nick Fuentes and Kanye West. I exposed you months ago and I'll do it again, you trailer trash Harvey. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. This infighting is awesome.
I love it. And I don't think that we talk enough about white on white crime. You know? When are they going to have to answer?
Right on right.
For this clan on clan violence. When are they going to talk about it?
Thugs.
Absolute. I think this is Michelle.
It is.
Do debates sway people? And is it effective to make fake AI endorsements for celebrities to force them to take a real stance on issues? We are definitely going to talk about the endorsements. And another one, dad's Jamaican, mom's Indian. There had better be curry happening. I mean, you know how many different kinds of curry are happening?
Right? Come on, man. Come on.
Also, somebody got to, I really want American white women to care more about their sistren. You know, why is she out here basically saying, I love mayonnaise, and no one is saying, baby, live a little.
Yeah, cutting the
Let those taste buds explore some things.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's really wild to me just how much, because there was a, there's also, as we've talked about, the eating dogs and cats and, you know, whatnot. Definitely the ducks.
Yeah. I didn't realize cats are part of the equation. I thought it was dogs. And was it?
Oh, no, it was cats and ducks. It was cats and ducks. Cats and ducks. And then, Trump gave us, they're eating the dogs. They're eating people's dogs. Where was I going with that? I'd seen a white man said on the news on somewhere that he knows that they're eating the pets and just can't imagine, you know, where they do that and why they're doing it here. And I can't get past the, I know they're doing it. Cause you don't.
No.
You don't at all. And if this were, you know, a group of people coming from, I don't know, Denmark, Norway, there wouldn't be the Norwegians are here eating the cats.
They're eating all of our
right. I mean, it wouldn't happen. And so when there's like just flat out anti-black racism happening directly all the time, I mean, it's everywhere all at once, but on these larger stages, right? Like a debate stage, we got to call that for what it is. There's no, don't let it sit there and be like, Trump's so silly.
In calling it what it is, I think there's some additional analysis for the people that are trafficking in it. Like, you have decided to say, I know that these Haitian immigrants are eating people's pets. So now you've decided to exist within the reality which you've created, right?
Right.
And now that has a physiological effect on not just you, but on the people that you tell it to and that fall into it and believe that.
Right.
You've created a heightened sense of anxiety for literally no reason. It's like self-inflicted psychological warfare. And then you bring that back to the internet, this heightened sense of fear and anxiety that you literally created out of nothing. And now you're tweeting your life away. Face red. Oh, you don't know. You just don't understand. Don't, like you said on Monday Night Show, I'm glad you don't believe it because it's not
because it's happening. Not real.
It's not real.
I wish you didn't believe
it. I wish you, yeah. Oh my
God. When you're like, I can't believe that's happening. Good.
Good. Don't.
Don't. It's not.
Hit him with the Bryson Tiller.
Don't.
Don't.
Yeah, it's a, boy oh boy.
Yeah.
So the fact checking that was happening during the debate was great.
Yeah.
Twitter, you know, did its thing. There were many a black job talked about.
Yeah, jeez.
One of my favorites was like, I guess winning debates is now a black job.
Yikes. Man's got trampled, B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like a music break.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the topics for today. We're definitely going to discuss the debate. Yes. Hopefully we'll be able to get to our other two topics. The Fearless Fund ends the grant program amid racial discrimination lawsuit settlement. Can't wait to talk about that, because it's memes will have you thinking that they won. And that's the issue. People got to read. And the Oklahoma Supreme Court denies rehearing for Tulsa race massacre survivors lawsuit.
Imagine that.
Skullduggery. Somebody said, Klan on Klan violence. LOL. So good. So good.
It is.
Yeah. Well, cool. Yes. Yeah. We'll hop into a music break.
BRB.
Yeah, you're. Welcome back to News of My Fiance with Morgan Jones, who I often refer to as Mocha Jones.
That's true.
Yeah. With Mocha Jones and DJ Ambush.
Okay, there are two things that I have to read, and then we can get started.
All right.
One is a text that we got. Who did you say?
Bob.
This is Bob. I had a friend many years ago whose family had adopted a girl from Vietnam. When they brought her home, several neighbors came by and told them, if that girl eats our dogs, we're holding you responsible. What the bleep is wrong with people?
I don't even know how to respond to that as the family. Like, well, if she doesn't eat your dogs, then who do we hold responsible? Like, what do you talk? Get off.
What
my
do
porch.
You give us if she doesn't?
Yeah. What's the over and under?
What's the over and under on getting an apology for your racism? What's the over and under on that?
I mean,
does anybody want to explain to us how over and under works?
Thanks. Yeah, I'm using it. I've been using it incorrectly.
We don't sports bet.
Loving and it. I just, you know,
it's just says it
all the time.
All the time.
What's the over and under? Who's going to do the dishes? It's all over the place. It's great.
It always ends up being me. Anyway, just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Domestic technician. It's in your bio.
I think I'm going to stand up and walk away. I think I'm actually not going to finish this show today.
I'm sorry. I brought too much Monday misogyny to our Thursday.
Yeah, you did.
Tune in Monday nights.
For Monday misogyny?
Monday misogyny.
Hashtag. Speaking of misogyny, real quick before we get started, there used to be I don't know. This podcast might still exist. Fresh and Fit.
They got demonetized on YouTube.
They got demonetized on YouTube.
Lord knows what they're doing now.
Right. They're probably on Rumble making, you know, money with DJ Academics and then Nick Fuentes or something. I don't know. But this is just straight up a podcast that is the, you know, we are
incels.
We are absolutely incels, but not because I'm a high value male looking for a high value female.
Right.
Female.
Right.
And those barely exist, you know?
Cream like, of the crop, guys.
They barely exist.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, he's been one of them. Myron is was like a Homeland Security dude. So already are like disqualified from everything you're ever talking about, in my opinion. But Myron is the worst of the two. And he is the kind of Andrew Tatian, you know, who
Andrew Tatian.
I just came up with that and feeling pretty good about it. He's the kind of Andrew Tatian that's just like, I'm confident in everything I'm saying.
Right.
These things are true. And there are a lot of people that move through the world knowing that if you just say it with confidence, there's a certain amount of people that's just going to believe you. Right. Well, our good friend entered the chat. You know, we did need to hear from him because Taylor Swift made an endorsement. Do you know anything about this, Ambush?
I heard she endorsed Kamala. I just saw some headlines.
She did, in fact, endorse Kamala Harris. There were some AI images going around of Taylor had the Swifties have, you know, endorsed Trump and yipti yada, whatever. And then after the debate, she was like, hey, man, let me clear my name real quick. Now, I'm not a huge fan of any of the way that Taylor Swift moves because she allows a lot to just be said in her name and doesn't really say much.
True.
This one, she was like, I'm not having it, though, I guess. And was like, I will be voting. I've done my research. I will be voting for Kamala Harris. You guys do your research. You vote for whoever you want.
You hear that, Nicki Minaj? Research.
Oh. Okay. I don't know what Onika has to do with this, but all right. So Myron Gaines enters the chat and says, unfortunately, her endorsement will matter, all caps, a lot. Taylor Swift's fan base is overwhelmingly women with an IQ of 86 that lack critical thinking skills and think Trump equals bad misogynist. Women are far more susceptible to propaganda than men are. If we repealed the 19th and women didn't get to vote, we wouldn't have to worry about Kamala being president.
Whoa.
Women vote on emotion, and celebs wish, I'm sorry, and celebs, which is exactly what the Democrats use in their campaigns. Facts are facts. This is how that person ends a lot of things.
Oh, facts are facts.
Much like Ben Shapiro's, like, facts don't care about your feelings. But then they just say their feelings. They don't say the facts.
Wow.
Not one of the things that he said is true, with the exception of her fan base is overwhelmingly women.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. That's it. That's all.
But MJ, I don't know if you heard, facts are facts. So
they are.
You know,
I do wonder, because I just recently saw someone say that Trump's IQ was like
70 something.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't know the scale. I don't know what that means. Can you please stop yawning into the mic? Because
I'm sorry, I couldn't even hear that. I don't know what's up with it. Why do your headphones? Sorry, production meeting. Why is it your headphones? You pick up everything.
It's not the headphones. It's me.
Oh, wow! You're like an X-Man.
Indeed,
X-Woman.
It's auditory things. Like, yes.
Wow. Yeah, because, yeah, we have different headphones on today. You get everything.
I do.
I don't get any of it.
That's amazing. It now makes sense why you keep doing the things I ask you not to do, though.
Oh, because I can't hear you?
Yeah. No, not that you can't hear me, but you can't hear what I'm asking you not to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't a shot, to be clear. No. That was not.
No, even if it was a shot, it was like hilarious. That's where I was going with it. That's why I was like, because I can't hear what you're saying. You can't respond. That's where I went. I need to get my ears checked. I'm a DJ.
That's true.
My career, it depends on it.
I think there's a thing. I think it's different. I think your hearing for music and what your job is.
Entails.
Yeah. Is your ears are not struggling. Your hearing's not struggling. I think that I hear things. I'm more sensitive to sound.
You hear dead people.
It's not what I was going for.
Okay. But you have an ability is what we're saying.
That's also not what I was saying. I was just saying I'm more sensitive to sound. I hear a lot of things. You, like, in our own house, I'll be like, what's that buzzing? You guys don't hear that so high-pitched true. Sound it's right
so,
now?
I'm so sorry, guys. It's so true. Like, and I'm like, what is she talking
But so
about?
Do the kids. Like, they'll... I'm not... It's not just you.
Mm.
Everyone will look at me like I'm... have... eight faces. Like,
Morgan Jones.
What?
How long has this been going on? Has this been a middle school thing? Have you experienced this your whole life? That you've just been hearing things that others claim not to hear?
I have no idea.
That was my best Barbara Wawa.
Morgan Jones.
Morgan Jones, I'm so glad you brought that up. Our producer's looking into it. And it seems like this is something you struggle with your whole life. You're always hearing things. No one else hears. What happened? Is it Rudes?
No.
Okay.
I don't know where Rudo is today. That's a little confusing.
Rudo
oh.
said, why should they apologize? Y'all shouldn't be so ethnic.
You know what? You right.
Yeah.
Rudo, you right.
Over here with your eating cats and dogs.
With curry.
With curry. He said Morgan's heard some things.
I have. You know?
Oh my gosh.
I definitely have. Oh, our legit fiance's name is Matt, by
nice.
The way. Hi, Matt.
Tagging you, Matt.
Amazing to meet you from here.
Yeah. That's,
you that didn't was, meet me. That was what so, am I talking about?
That was awesome. Thanks for that, Matt. For real.
Where can I find the test scores? Wait. Oh, there was like a bunch of things just came in, so I couldn't even open it.
Harper said good morning.
Good morning, Harper. Where can I find the IQ test scores of all of Taylor Swift's fans?
That's Bob.
We need it right now.
Light it up.
Okay. Sorry, I ended up taking way too much time to explain that Myron Gaines is a person, and I shouldn't have done that.
Okay.
But I did
and
want
he said
to
what he said.
And he said what he said. It does let us at least throw in there that, you know, Taylor Swift has done this endorsement, and it's amazing how quickly people have feelings about things that should you even have feelings about this? I just can't.
Not if you care about things.
Yeah. Ah, see, Michelle. Don't worry, Morgan. You are very not alone in the whole sound sensitivity thing. See what I'm saying, Ambush?
Shell, don't encourage her.
Oh. What?
Shell, let's try to tamp this down a little bit, okay? Thanks. Your face is great. It's great.
I'm literally stuck right now.
It's all right. It's all right. She's doing good. But no, it's real. We all know it's real. Apologies.
All right. Well,
we did get a good job on buying your signal. I am with you. Great contact. Black Cat 17. Bam. I got to label all these calls, these texts.
That is part of your job.
It's a black job.
It is a black job. Get right in there. Type it. You know? No typos. Be good at your job is all I'm saying. All right. What do you want me to do?
Jump into the Fearless Fun one.
Okay.
And I will update our contacts.
Thank you. The Fearless Fund ends grant program amid racial discrimination lawsuit settlement. The Fearless Fund, an Atlanta-based venture capital firm founded by Black women to support women of color entrepreneurs, has agreed to end its small business grant contest for Black women. This marks the conclusion of a year-long legal battle with the American Alliance for Equal Rights, a conservative nonprofit. The lawsuit has stirred the broader philanthropic community as debates over racial equity and inclusion in business funding intensify. The two parties filed a joint motion to dismiss the case with prejudice, ensuring the AAER cannot sue over this particular contest again. The lawsuit began in August 2022 when AAER accused the Fearless Fund of racial discrimination through its Fearless Strivers grant contest, which awarded $20,000 to Black female entrepreneurs. AAER argued that the contest unfairly excluded non-Black business owners. In June 2023, a federal appeals court ruled 2-1 against Fearless Fund, issuing an injunction that halted the grant program. Fearless Fund CEO and co-founder Arian Simone expressed disappointment but emphasized the organization's continued commitment to supporting underrepresented entrepreneurs. Rather than appealing the ruling, Fearless Fund chose to settle the case, fearing that a loss in court could set a nationwide precedent. Quote, "From the moment the lawsuit was filed, I pledged to stand firm in helping and empowering women of color entrepreneurs in need," Simone said in a statement. Although the details of the settlement were not disclosed, Fearless confirmed that the grant contest would remain permanently closed. Simone reiterated that the organization's mission to assist historically overlooked founders remains a priority. Alfonso David, CEO of the Global Black Economic Forum and one of Fearless Fund's lead attorneys, emphasized that the settlement does not impede the firm's other investment initiatives. David argued that the time and resources spent on litigation detracted from Fearless Fund's ability to focus on its core mission. Quote, "The more time that we're focused on distractions, we're unable to actually advance our mission to advance equity," David said. He added that Fearless decided to close the grant program because it was already nearing its end, not because of AAER's lawsuit. I don't know about that. Edward Blum, president of AAER, expressed disappointment that Fearless did not broaden the grant contest to include all women, regardless of race. Bloom, who was instrumental in the Supreme Court decision to end affirmative action in college admissions, hopes the Fearless Fund case will encourage other organizations to move away from race-based policies. Quote, it's bewildering why the Fearless Fund would not do the same, Blum remarked in an email referencing other cases where defendants adjusted eligibility requirements after being sued.
By the
AAER, sorry. Since the lawsuit, AAER has filed at least 9 other suits challenging race-conscious initiatives in companies, law firms, and government programs. These lawsuits have targeted diversity programs at companies like Southwest Airlines, and governmental policies in states like Minnesota and Alabama. Some of these cases have resulted in organizations changing their eligibility requirements to be more inclusive of all races. The fallout from the white women. The fallout from the Fearless lawsuit has been significant. Ayanna Parsons, the co-founder and former COO of Fearless Fund, departed from the firm last year, though she denied the lawsuit played a role in her decision. The nonprofit Fearless Foundation also saw a 38% revenue decline in 2023, with corporate partners withdrawing support following the legal controversy. The loss of the grant contest, seen by many as a beacon of support for Black female entrepreneurs, sent shockwaves through the venture capital world. Shyla Burney, managing partner of Zane Venture Fund, expressed deep disappointment over the settlement. Quote, the end of the grant not only signifies a loss for the Fearless Fund, but also sends a disheartening message to the broader investment community that supporting Black women entrepreneurs comes with undue challenges. She feared that this case could create a chilling effect on future investments in underrepresented communities. Despite the legal setback, Fearless Fund is pressing forward. The firm announced plans to lend $200 million to under-resourced entrepreneurs with the goal of supporting over 3,000 founders. While the end of the grant contest closes one chapter, the organization continues to advance its mission of empowering underrepresented voices in the business world.
So the initial headlines, stories I saw about this, headlines and memes I saw about this story, kind of gave the impression that there was a settlement and that they came out on the favorable side of that settlement. And that's not what happened, obviously. I do understand why they played it the way they did, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not continuing to fight this saves it from going to the federal level. And the results, like they said, of that could have been devastating.
Real ugly.
Super ugly.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they handled it the way they did. And I'm glad that it only affected this particular grant. It's one grant that they had in place to help Black women entrepreneurs. They can continue their work. And now they know how better to navigate that with opposition like the AAER out there just waiting to pounce on the next grant opportunity.
I mean, the organizations like AAER, who that is their job. Their job is to scour the nation for any sort of initiative that is designed to help
balance the scales.
But designed to help people who do not traditionally get the help. And we don't ever talk about, they don't ever talk about the reason a fund like that would need to happen in the first place, right?
It doesn't exist.
What?
Systemic racism.
Oh, certainly. I mean, just, you could even still believe that systemic racism isn't a thing. I don't know how people do, but you could believe that that's not a thing and you could still understand that there is a need for funding because traditionally they are not in the same position to get the same funds.
Right.
And I guess what I'm saying is if you are a person who doesn't believe in systemic racism, and even if you believe that those people, their credit is bad because it's, you know, because their credit's bad.
Because they're terrible with credit.
Right. They don't have any money because they don't know how to budget. Even if those are the things you think, you know that there's someone in your family who doesn't know how to budget, who spends all the credit card, or who maxes those out, who does the things.
Yep.
They just might get bailed out, right? And that bailout might come from someone in your family. You may maybe pay off their debt for them so that they can start something new. Maybe you co-sign for a loan for the person in your family who doesn't have the credit to get the loan to start the business. Many ways,
literally,
right?
The origin story of so many rags to riches tales we've been told.
Yeah.
So I failed like 4 or 5 times and my uncle jumped in.
Boom.
It's in every documentary.
Yeah. So if you'll remember during the beginning of COVID, when there was the Oregon Care Fund, CARES Fund.
Yep. Yep.
Which was designed for Black Oregonians. Specifically because we know that systemically the Black people are not going to get the same amount of resources that the government is throwing out there, right? So you got the Lakers getting PPP loans.
What? Madness.
Madness. And entrepreneurs, legitimate, you know, Black entrepreneurs who have been doing their best to make a way for themselves, got nothing. So many got nothing. So this CARES fund set up for Black people in Oregon was really instrumental for a lot of people making it through the pandemic. But there was only like the immediate first round of money that was able to go out without them getting sued. And this, I'm sure we talked about this, but y'all, when you hear BIPOC, when you hear, you know, people of color rather than what and who people actually are, when we're lumping those things, it just what's the word, ambush, it
divisive, defeating,
no, well, yes, but it muddies it, right? And it makes it as if everybody's plight is the same,
right?
And there, that is a very purposeful effort,
yeah,
to get other people confused on what is actually systemically happening.
Yeah.
And when we get all lumped like that, and it's just like, well, BIPOC, there is an idea that those struggles are the same, and that, you know,
addressing all of them.
And you're addressing all of them, and we need to address all of them in the same way at the same time. And that isn't what equity is. That isn't what equality is. Like, there's a very simple understanding of any of these words. A very simple and reductive understanding. So when we're seeing things like BIPOC, and then sorry, I want to get back to my point.
Yeah.
This was a Black fund. And what did the white folks do that were suing, who wanted to sue? They got a Latina representative, basically, who was like, as a person of color, I too feel like I should be able to get this, right?
Yep. A coffee shop owner here?
Yes.
Yep.
Which, do not use me for you as your pawn to do white supremacy. And at some point, folks who are ready to be like, as a person of color, y'all got to understand when they are tokenizing you. You absolutely have to understand that this right here is not the groundbreaking thing that you think it is. You're just doing anti-blackness. And you're doing white supremacy for people who are literally going to discard you.
College admissions has shown that.
Boy, oh boy, did we not try and warn, you know? But here we are. There's that we skip right past the reasons why anybody, why there would ever need to be a fund for Black women entrepreneurs. We skip right past why there would ever need to be a separate fund for Black people in matters of emergencies, as if we didn't see FEMA and the Bush administration leave Black people to die during Katrina. Like, we don't see all of these administrations leaving Black people to die.
Right.
Leaving indigenous people to die. It is different. And it is not the oppression Olympics. We do not need to do that, but it's different.
It to your point, if it not needing to be the oppression Olympics, and because that's not what's happening. That's not what we're trying to do, right? But here's the thing. You need to be able to effectively diagnose what the issues are. And if you're grouping everyone together, you're being very disingenuous in trying to find a solution.
Yep.
You just are. And I didn't see it for what it was earlier in my foray into the nonprofit world and writing for grants and things like this, and, you know, BIPOC. Didn't understand how bad that was.
Right.
How negative an impact that was with regards to representation. Our communities are going through different things because we are different communities. We have different needs.
Yep.
Period. But it does make it easier for those who are in positions of power that don't really want to do anything.
Yep.
To be able to say, we have a BIPOC initiative, a catch-all.
Yep.
And to this initiative, we've earmarked how many million dollars, boom, fixed. Take that, you guys. Solve racism on your own. We're going to get back to the oppression.
Nailed it.
Dang it.
Yeah. I would like a music break.
Yeah. And then we got to jump into the
debate.
We just got to get some hot takes. Wait.
It's going to happen.
All right. So the time has arrived.
It's here.
We will be discussing the debate.
Globally.
What they call it? Indecision 2020.
Yes. Daily show. It's always indecision, whatever the year is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just hilarious. We watched it separately and took some notes.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot. There was a whole lot. Of course, you didn't expect Trump to do anything other than what he does in his rallies. But yeah, in their first 2024 presidential debate, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris made numerous claims about each other's policies and records. Many news outlets fact-checked these claims, identifying several false or misleading statements.
Yeah, woo!
There were so many different things that Trump said that were false, but were also, you know, his greatest hits.
Yeah.
And then for anyone that had any question about how Kamala moves internationally, I think that was made pretty clear.
Mm.
I said it, I've been saying it the past couple of weeks. I'm trying, you know, to stop beating that drum, but Palestine is not on the ticket. It's not on the ballot for Kamala. She said what she said. As soon as she went into the vicious terrorist attack, let me remind you how this all started.
Thanks, friend.
And they said October 7th, and I'm like, oh.
I got a feeling that's not where this started.
Got a feeling.
That's not the bottom that we started from, and now we're here.
No. No, but we are indeed here.
But we're almost to another October 7th, and that's cool. I wonder how we're still going to be talking about it.
So before I get into like my specific notes for each candidate, there were some just general notes I have for the debate itself. The fact there was no audience, awesome.
Loved it.
And they said the mics will be muted when it's not that person's turn to speak. However, they consistently allowed Trump to bulldoze through that rule.
Yeah.
He would just start talking. They would say, Mr. President, we're going to move on to the next topic.
And he'd be like, so anyway. Talk,
and then they'd cut his mic on. And then he'd say whatever he wanted to say. And then there were a couple of times they did not allow Kamala to respond to that. And just kept talking over her and didn't cut her mic on. So it's like you're still playing into these Trump hot. We don't know what he's going to say.
Guess keep, we'll keep just the
mic and camera on him.
Just going to say it then.
Right. Right.
It's so important for us to know.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I mean, you're not going to have any right wing pundits and talking heads that are going to be satisfied with the way things went. But it was interesting, even with the bias towards Trump, in moments like that where they were. You know, they're calling for these for those hosts to be fired. Just, you know, the death threats, all of that stuff.
It's just absolutely it's incredible.
I will notice Kamala did her very best to contain her laughter throughout the debate. There was, you know, she was laughing with her eyes a lot. A lot.
Yes.
I felt like we were at the Thanksgiving table together and it was like, oh.
Yep. I was going to say, there's the, you know, the places where it's inappropriate. So shout out to Jess. Jess and I used to be in like all company meetings and things would be hitting us where we would just like, what? Like look at each other like, and then you're trying to like hold it. Cause you'd really, you know, my facial expressions are not.
Oh no, you have no poker slight. Face.
I have no. Yeah.
Zero.
Nah. Yeah. And so I started sitting in the front of certain meetings because I was like, this is actually kind of fun. I'm going to allow you to be assaulted by my face right now in response to things. Yeah. But yeah. Okay. Sorry.
No, it's keep great. Going. Trump, as you mentioned, spent the majority of the time just lying. Just lying.
Which we expect nothing different. Yeah. Right?
What else is he actually going to do?
He can't do anything different. He can't
tell the truth.
No.
There's nothing else to discuss.
Right.
He handed Kamala one viral moment after the next. He was just feeding and feeding.
Can I, wait real quick, yeah. Can I jump in to just say, like, both camps, okay, number one, there are people that are Trump supporters or at least Kamala haters, because I think that those are two different things, you know, sometimes that just do not in any way understand what debate means and like the art form of it, or you know what I mean? Like the like, so preparation, being prepared for a debate does not mean that you have the exact questions of the debate. Right. It means you prepare for questions that you think you may get, points that you may have to argue, right? It is not, this is not a Hillary Clinton moment where old girl gave her the actual questions and she was able to do the answers specifically.
Right.
That's not what happened. Donald Trump does not prepare for anything, right? He is not at the sound check. He is not at he's not preparing for any of those. He's not at the dress rehearsal. He's barely at I doubt he goes to a production meeting.
He's a Lil Wayne of politics.
Blarg. a little too true. Facts are facts.
They don't care about your feelings.
I mean, this is not a person who understands. I mean, he could not sit and do the kind of prep you have to, the studying you at have all. To do debate prep, at right? All. So, and his core audience does not in any way understand that either.
No.
So, coming out off top, Harris's camp was like, what we're going to do is, our strategy is to is to bait him.
Yeah.
We are going to bait him every single chance we get. We are getting under his skin and we're going to let him do the ads for us.
And boy, did it work.
And his team was like, we're not going to let her bait him. We are not going to let her get under his skin. Mans went from my name is Donald Trump and I should be the president to they're eating dogs so fast.
That was early, man. That was so early.
So fast.
And he couldn't wait to.
He just doesn't have, none of this stuff is in his head. No. So he can't actually have a conversation about like the policy that he wants to argue or whatever. So it's just,
she's
the border czar. She left it open.
They asked him about a policy. He was like, well, I'm not president. You know.
Said, I'm not president. What I got to have policies
for? I got pieces of it. You know, we got concepts. We're working. We got pieces of the policy. It's like,
I'm sorry. This is absolutely does not have anything to do with what we're talking about right now, which makes it even better.
Yeah.
This text says, what's that homesteader show called? I tried to find it, but was having a hard time.
Woo!
Love the hard time moment in there.
Yeah.
Homestead Rescue.
Homestead Rescue.
With the Rainies.
That is the show. It is amazing. We're also finishing up second season Outlast.
Woo!
Homestead Rescue. Amazing show. We got another text. The hubris of perpetuating the four times debunked sham of a news story on Hamas rape allegations. Was
thank you.
Below.
Yeah. Agree.
And that's loud where I was. Agree. That's where I was. Like, she started with, let's talk about where it all started, and then went directly into that. And I'm like, this is from the top, y'all. This is from the top. This isn't from the press briefing. This is from the top, reiterating. Doesn't matter how, and you know, she said that. Looking for the ceasefire, two-state solution. It was just nothing has changed. No, listen, understand this has been the U.S. position for the last couple of decades. Okay, nothing has changed. And I really want people, I'm glad she reiterated it and made it crystal clear for people. Let there be no confusion. This woman does not care about Palestinian lives because her position
is the American Empire's position.
Period. Wrap it up, bro. Like, period. Couple more points. As much as Trump got mollywopped that night,
mm-hmm.
he would have decimated Biden.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
just in his ability to put a sentence after the next one.
Well, that's when we beat Medicare.
Hello.
Okay. Don't get sassy with me, Jack.
He would have trampled Biden.
But also, he looked like Biden. Yeah. And I need to be very clear. I feel like people are not really giving the... When it was the two old men yelling at clouds, one of them was less old man yelling at clouds. And back. The only reason back. Why is because Biden looked like he didn't know that there were clouds. Yeah. Trump now is the only one... So it is a very stark, like, it is very clear. This person, number one, knows nothing. Literally nothing. Number two, this person is unwilling to even try. Like, it is, imagine being excited about a person who takes the highest, you know, job in the land.
Yeah.
As like just a thing to do, because that's literally what he's doing. Like, I'm bored and I'm going to keep just running for president.
Right.
Like, he's still not saying that he didn't win. My man said he lost by a whisker.
And it was being sarcastic.
And that was sarcastic.
You know that.
That was sarcastic.
You know it's being sarcastic. Kenneth said, aside from all the viral moments, the most striking thing to me was the stark difference between their closing statements. Like, straight up scary, but haven't seen anyone mention it yet.
I'm going to be honest right here. I did not see the end. I fell asleep.
Yeah, it was Trump, man. It could have been like It could have been like a rallying cry, likened to a rallying cry from a leader within the Galactic Empire.
Okay.
Like,
go on.
Man's locked in, because this is what he's a TV guy. Man's locked in on the camera and spit every single lie. And it was almost like he was trying to do, he was trying to run Jan 6 back.
Incite a little violence, huh?
Dude was wild. I know we're running out of time. There was one thing, last thing I want to mention. Just I picked it up 3/4 through. So, in my younger youth, when I used to, you know, be part of rap groups and all of that stuff, and you know, freestyling is very important, very important. One of the remaining top tier MCs of all time, Black Thought. His freestyle game is untouchable.
Bananagrams.
Early on in his career, I noticed that when he needed to pivot, he would say, check it out. He'd be rhyming, boom, 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 check it out. And that would give him a time to pause mentally.
Right, figure out what the word,
pick the new word and keep moving. Trump's freestyle pivot is, let me just explain. He'll be making, I won't say he'll be making, he'll be stream of consciousness.
The word salad is salading.
Eating dogs, raping babies, running, and then let me just explain. And then he'll switch. Completely just switch to something else. That's his pivot. And it's like, wait, first off, no one's like interrupting you. So you're saying, let me just explain to actually no one.
Right. Right.
But you're acting like you're fighting back the masses and someone's trying to cut your mic off. Let me just explain. And then you just switch. And I was like, whoa, whoa. Well, look at you. Well, look at you, Donald.
Well, can I run a couple of my... Please, absolutely. So I just want to make sure that we are all on the same page. And you guys, we have a short amount of time, so you text and tell us or hit the Instagram. She wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens who are in prison. Is that or is that not the wildest thing you've ever heard in any debate, anywhere, anytime?
Bruh.
She wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens who are in prison.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I don't know what he's talking about, but that is absolutely going to be the name of my memoir. It's the name of my memoir. Kamala HQ, Twitter handle, tweeted the whole debate and said, our latest ad just dropped. That had me on the ground. It was the full debate, y'all.
Our latest ad just dropped.
The full debate. I saw someone on Twitter do the, you know, the SNL skit where he'd be like, this club has everything. And it was like, this debate has everything. Dog eating, baby killing, transgender operations on illegal aliens in prison. Like, literally, these were all things that were said in a presidential debate.
Yeah.
I personally want to take a moment to thank Tulsi Gabbard for being a part of the Trump debate prep team. You did a fantastic job. High fives all around. Aloha, girl boss.
Not aloha, girl boss.
Also, Trump doesn't know anything about taxes or tariffs or who pays them. So it is absolutely hilarious that he spent all that time talking about how China is going to pay for things that we are going to have to pay for.
Do you guys remember? That's how the wall went.
Mexico's gonna pay paying for that one.
I was like, he's running the same strategy.
Mexico, just that's that. when Kamala said Donald Trump was fired by 81 million people, I want everyone to, we all deserve a picture of his face framed.
His face was
like,
so
that was, it was, oh. I have not seen Bill O'Reilly in, I think, 57 years, and he has aged 900 years.
Yeah.
He is, in fact, Nosferatu. But Bill O'Reilly is not pleased with what Donald went out there and said.
No.
We already mentioned the, but I saw it on TV. But one of the things that got me like mouth open by myself, like, okay, ambush, what? Was I'm not seeing anyone say anything about this fool saying, when I was talking to Putin after I left because our country went to hell. excuse me, sir. Come back. You were talking to him after you were the president?
Excuse me?
Excuse me? Also hilarious when Kamala said that Putin would eat his lunch or eat him for lunch. Either way, I can't remember exactly. Yeah. I think she would. That was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, John just said, like, the more points. Tim Walz wants to abort babies after the 9th month.
Oh, my God.
They want to execute babies.
He basically, there was a point where he was asked about J.D. Vance saying something. I can't even remember what the thing was in that moment. But he was like, basically like, I don't even be talking to him. I don't know nothing about that dude.
I haven't spoken to him.
That. He shouldn't be speaking for me, but maybe he might have. I don't know. Like, you know.
He took the whole Agenda 2025 stance. It's maybe I haven't.
My man said I've never seen it. I'm not reading it on purpose, purposely not knowing anything about it. There is some good, there is some bad. You know, what are you going to do? Also, she's a Marxist, a dirty commie Marxist, but she's also copying me and my policies. I should get her a MAGA hat. Sir, you are going to have to pick a side. And blaming Pelosi for January 6th is absolutely beyond bananas. Like, he was like, I don't know. What's she talking about? Were you not? So
you were in the office of Oval and you were watching it.
You watched it.
It was this latest season of your favorite TV show.
And my man said, Pelosi got to do something around here.
Oh, my God.
They want to execute babies. Yeah.
Matt said, word. Morgan just spat some bars.
I am The Weeknd. Yeah. Honestly, there were so many funny things in that. It was sad that it was actually
just
a presidential debate.
Yeah. Nikki said, with regards to Palestine, we can't play with that imperial boomerang without the imperial part.
Hello.
Also, send over a new PSA. Save a pet, eat rich.
It's exactly that. Close the show. Save a pet, eat the rich.
You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in New Haven, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at x-ray.fm. And this was just News of My Fiancé. Brought to you by Mocha Jones and DJ Ambush, podcast editor Kyle G. Residual Audio.
Ba, 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 ba.
The texts are getting updated. Thank you guys, all of you, for engaging with us this morning. It's been lively. It's always great chopping up with y'all.
Love y'all very much.
Looking to continue these conversations on Monday nights, of course. Always definitely check us out on social media. You know, we hot takes all week, man. Hot takes all week. Music playlist is updated. And yeah, man, don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits, power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.